bring up what you want. Just dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it is Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We're going to start things out by going right to your phone calls, and then when we get a chance, we'll tell you yet another story about some evil children and their unlicensed lemonade stand. First, let's go to Jake in Missouri on the AMP line. Hello, Jake. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey there, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I wanted to comment. Yesterday, you guys had read the Ian, you had read the letter that I had written you about the St. Louis County smoking ban.
Oh, you were the gentleman who went to the city council or the county council meeting and basically experienced the political process right out in full view of how they're looking at passing the smoking ban and the restaurateurs when they're not making points on principle, but just saying that, you know, some of them wouldn't mind having the ban if everybody was forced to have smoking bans. There was probably a handful of people that were there on your side, but it was pretty overwhelming the amount of people that were begging for this regulation, the people that were aiming for a smoking ban. And of course you saw how the casinos came in with their influence and got exempted basically from the ban. Now the ban hasn't passed yet. It's going to go off to a ballot measure to where the voters will be able to vote on it. But if things go as they've gone in many other places, that won't guarantee anything positive will happen. It'll probably mean that the ban will pass. So that's kind of what you'd experience, at least my impression of it. Your thoughts?
Exactly. And it's funny that because usually I'm on the side of you guys defending why anybody would ever want to use the political system. So I kind of wanted to call and tell you why I did it, considering that I agree with you guys that it's futile. I knew that my comments would fall on deaf ears, and I was really more curious to see how these bureaucrats operate. So I guess the second reason was
Jake, before you go on, I don't think that the political process is entirely futile.
I think he meant Dale and I.
Yeah, you guys, it includes me, and yeah. You know, we
thanks for clarifying that.
Sorry, Mark. Yeah, no, I understand. Second was Niemöller's speech where he wanted to be. I just want to be able to say I stood up for the business owners and smokers, you know, even though I knew that it wasn't going to do any good.
Mm-hmm.
And that would kind of segue into a conversation with other people, especially non-smokers who, like me, you know, don't smoke, but you know, they only see that as, well, I like to leave the bar not smelling like smoke. And I think that being as how I'm a non-smoker, non-business owner, my credibility is high. And it kind of exposes that conversation and allows us to, you know, segue into that conversation to educate them. I had no hope that I would actually make any kind of political difference. It was really kind of, I guess it was selfish reasons.
It always is.
That way. Yeah. So, and Ian, to answer your question, you asked how many of the speakers opposed the ban did it for reasons other than because it would hurt their business. We were actually taking tallies during the speeches. Mm-hmm. Now, I can't speak to however many people were there, but of the speeches, myself and two other people.
Wow.
To answer your question.
And you said there were about 70 people that got up and spoke?
70, and it was two in favor, two more in favor. So I guess it'd be like 36 to 34 in favor of the ban. And then I guess of the 34, 31 of them were from the business owners.
Hmm.
So anyway, that's all I've got. I just wanted to kind of clarify that I, like Dale and Ian, don't believe that anything can be accomplished politically. This was kind of a purely selfishly motivated.
I don't know. I really hope that I could be proven wrong because there are so many people that are putting time into the political system and putting effort in. People like Dennis, who we had on last night from the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance.
You have been proven wrong.
In New Hampshire.
Like there's success politically here in
New
Hampshire.
Where's the smaller government? When there's smaller government, you'll have proven me wrong. Thanks, Jake, for the call.
Let's see that from the civil disobedience side.
1-800-259-9231.
I don't really consider going and talking to the bureaucrats and telling them what they're doing wrong is necessarily working through the political process. I think, you know, especially if you can do it on camera and get that's something that gets
you
out to people.
You don't think that's working within the political process?
Just going and speaking out against what's going on and just,
you're spending
you
your
call
time,
them out.
You're spending your time in their meeting. That's their little game, right? I mean, isn't that work?
I think if you actually ask them some really poignant questions and that gets out there, I think that's that can be just the message getting out there is powerful.
So then are you in, how do you feel about people working and running campaigns? I mean, that gets the message out too, right?
Well, no, I don't think it does.
Why?
Because you are playing the game then, as opposed to just being, critiquing them is one thing and saying you're doing, and I don't mean going in there and saying you need to pass this thing instead of this other thing.
Yeah.
I mean, criticizing the system out in the public in front of everyone is great, I think.
Well, why couldn't you do that with a political campaign?
Well, the one you talked about sounds kind of like that.
Okay.
You know?
I'm just trying to hold
your feet
to the plane.
There's some ambiguity there.
He wasn't going out and saying you should pass one thing or the other. I mean, he wasn't speaking out against the system. He was speaking out against the use of force against business owners. He just said you shouldn't go in and regulate how business owners allow smoking. Yeah, I agree that it's entirely fine, but he's not speaking out against the system. He's just saying you shouldn't do this. So,
but Dale is saying that's not. But you're saying that's not working in the system? I think that to some extent is in the system.
Well, I don't. To me, it's not a semantics game. I mean, there are. I think. I don't want to mince words. I don't care. Like, you can say, well, that's in the system. But I saw him being very critical of the use of force against innocent people. And I don't see anything wrong with coming out and saying that.
No, I don't either. I'm not trying to jump down your throat or anything like that. In fact, I support whatever it takes to get this message out. And if that's utilizing the structures that they have set up, as inefficient as they might be to actually achieve liberty, there is something to be said for the people that pay attention to those structures. So when an election happens, newspapers and TV stations and radio stations give an undue amount of attention to that process. And if you are running a candidacy or standing up and speaking in front of a council meeting or something like that, you are getting your ideas out, and there's some value to that. And certainly we've seen, like with the Ron Paul campaign, great example of how even something that isn't the most principled message, Ron Paul's pretty close to being a really principled guy, but even something that's not purely principled is still valuable to the movement because it brings new people in. There are people that are here in Keene, New Hampshire right now because they found Free Talk Live and Free Keene the Ron Paul campaign. So there is value there.
Crucial that we did take them some of those people that we took the rest of the way. I've even admitted that there was value in that, that people got recruited by the Ron Paul campaign and then they, and they also needed to kind of get disillusioned by it and see.
Yeah, that was probably an important factor.
To get the rest of the way.
So, Dale, you've said that voting perpetuates the system, and all Jake did was go to a county meeting and advocate that county commissioners vote. So, therefore, he was, although speaking out, perpetuating the system. He went and perpetuated the system.
I don't know. I think there's an ambiguity there, but.
Okay. I mean, it seems to me he was advocating.
I think he came out and spoke out against using violence against innocent people.
I concur completely, because I believe that voting no against something like that is an advocation against using violence. And you disagreed.
Well, the problem with that is when you win this time and then the next time you lose, you don't have any business, complaining because because you're playing that game. And most of the time you are going to lose. It's going to be one step forward and 100 steps back.
I don't think that you, I don't personally think that you lose the righteousness to say, no, I voted no against this, so therefore I have to accept the yes. I believe that the majority of people can't tell that.
So you believe that.
But I don't see how him going and speaking that, speaking there says, yeah, I accept it if you guys vote yes. He doesn't.
He's just trying to mitigate some damage, which,
seems to me,
whatever it takes, I have no objection to any of it. I think that people should do what they feel is right, and then eventually...
Well, I've said that, too. You feel is right.
Right. And I feel like the political system is the most inefficient manner at affecting change. I don't think it's completely hopeless, but it's pretty darn close.
I don't think there's enough information yet to be able to say that that is so or not so, because we haven't
seen enough
civil disobedience and enough activists doing civil disobedience that we can collect the data to see that that is so.
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. On the way here, another girls' lemonade stand shut down by the code enforcers, plus the Alabama county that is laying off government bureaucrats, maybe looking to call in the National Guard. We'll get to that if we get a chance. Take your calls about anything. That's the primary element of the show. It's your calls, 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
If you'd like to quit smoking regular cigarettes and try a revolutionary new alternative, this might be the most important message you will ever hear. PremiumeCigarette.com brings you the electronic cigarette. It looks like a cigarette. It feels and tastes like a cigarette. And even delivers nicotine like a cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, it doesn't deliver toxic chemicals and tar into your lungs or discolor your teeth. The Premium e-cigarette has no flame or ashes, and you could smoke it anywhere, even where cigarettes are not permitted. Because the vapor you exhale is only water, not dangerous secondhand smoke. You've tried the gum, you've tried the patch, you've tried cold turkey. Now it's time to try the Premium e-cigarette. By doing so, you will save 60-75% over regular cigarettes. If you'd like to learn more, visit PremiumeCigarette.com. That's Premium, the letter E, Cigarette.com. PremiumeCigarette.com. Or call 866-242-9210. That's 866-242-9210 today.
Being a part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julie in New York writes, I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does. Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, my daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea. And David from Tennessee writes, my wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too. And here's my favorite from CJ in Minnesota. He writes, this stuff really works. No, I mean it really works. No, I mean it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us, and we love you.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Training report. So I can share with you.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It is Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those, including live streams. We have a broadband version, a dial-up version, even a webcam all over there at listen.freetalklive.com. Enjoy it on us. That's listen.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It is your best chance at attaining liberty in your lifetime. Getting together with hundreds and soon thousands of like-minded, liberty-oriented individuals to get active for freedom. Go and learn more at freestateproject.org. Get on board and join us in this amazing movement. freestateproject.org. We continue with your phone calls. Alex is in New Jersey, and you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Alex.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, there was a guy that called in about 3 or 4 days ago, and he was talking about overpopulation, and he claimed that he was a biologist of some sort, and what he said from a biological standpoint was true, but his solution was completely wrong. He advocated that some type of population control be put into effect, but I think that what was neglected to be said by both of you guys was that the reason why population is out of control is because of the government giving people incentives to have more children with the welfare program. I think that if the market were able to take to be the driving force between people having children, they wouldn't be able to afford it. And,
I don't know, Alex.
It would be sustainable.
I think that what you might be talking about is a factor in some relationships where
there are more children born because of government incentive in the United States and maybe some westernized countries.
You can't deny that incentive.
Most of them, their populations are decreasing if it wasn't if you don't include immigration. The places that population is increasing, the places that are the countries that are generating people are places that they don't have government incentives to have kids.
It's possible that's just poverty.
Now, I will agree that that government's taxation decreases the amount of money that the more affluent people have that they can then give to the poorer people, and that the countries of the poor people will intercept the money that is being donated to their poor citizens, and so therefore they keep their citizens poor, and poor people have kids.
People can't afford contraception too easily, and people just like to do the old in and out. I mean, it's a fairly popular thing amongst human beings. So if you can't afford contraception and you're having a lot of sex, eventually babies are going to happen, and that's just, I think that's probably the number one factor, is that people like to have sex as to why.
Mark's dead on that the baby boom is over and has been for some time. The reason there's the Social Security system in this country is a pyramid scheme that was only working, they kept milking it, and it was only like sustainable because there's like more people, there were more people being born than there were going into retirement, and those baby boomers were growing up, they're working and paying into Social Security and keeping it from going under, and it's now starting on a decline, as you know, there's going to be less and less working people, and a lot of those baby boomers are going to be retiring. And
so I think
the past.
I think
Ian, you won't deny that if the market forces were in effect, that population would be under a better control to what is sustainable. Wouldn't you agree with that?
I think what you've just heard from Mark and Dale is that what you're saying isn't really the case in America. It's more the case in a lot of other places. But I think that doesn't mean that you're incorrect. I think that the incentives you're talking about do incentivize people in the wrong direction as far as having kids are concerned. I mean, if you can get paid for having kids, you're going to have some kids. If you have to pay to have kids, then you've got a natural incentive to be very cautious about those sorts of things. So I think that that's certainly something that's going on out there, but I don't think you can label government welfare as the number one cause of what people would determine as overpopulation.
If you reduce the size and scope of government, the overpopulation thing probably wouldn't be as big of a problem as people are making it out to be now?
On a global scale.
Okay. Very good. Thank you very much for your input.
Thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. It's the governments of the world that are keeping people poor. I mean, these folks that are around the world that don't have much opportunity, it's not there because the government is saying you can't do this, you can't do this, you can't start your own business, you can't even own property. You know, all kinds of rules and regulations that keep poor people poor, and then, you know, they go and have kids and they can't feed them, and that's a real problem.
It's upward mobility too. If in countries where upward mobility is possible, and here in America, we simply don't understand that, you know, what it's like to have upward mobility stopped and stifled. But
meaning being able to step out of
your class,
the level. I don't like the terms classes, but
that's what term do you want to use?
I just don't like income strata. Okay, I don't know. I just feels wrong to put people into groups like that, but I see where you're coming from.
You know, I mean, when you're talking, you need to make we're talking about income strata. We're not talking about groups of people. It is difficult in most countries, very, very difficult to step out of your income strata if you're in the lowest one.
Why is that? Is it because of government regulation? Because of
I can only assume that it has to do with land ownership. In many countries,
people own
land, and most people. Work for them, that kind of thing. It's sharecropper situations. You're never going to get out as from under the thumb at that point.
Toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. But then again, I don't really think there is a problem with overpopulation in general. I mean, that was what the whole original conversation was about
any evidence for that. I mean, I'd love to see the evidence for that. It just doesn't seem to be any that I can tell.
Someone might suggest that there's not enough food to feed the people of the world, but that's not the case. Just because people aren't getting food doesn't mean there isn't enough food to feed people. If you look at
we're paying farmers in this country not to grow things.
Right. And in addition, the feeding people, there are people in America. I think I was looking at the Wikipedia article about overpopulation, and it was pointing out some counterpoints that in America, people have doubled their caloric intake or something like that over the last...
I forget how long.
But they say that there are more people in this world that are overweight than there are people that are underweight today. So that says there's a glut of food. There's a glut of supply of food. It's just that it's unfortunately not getting into the hands of some of the poorest people, again, because of the governments stepping in the way, you know, these third world countries where these dictators and despots will, as you were saying, Mark, they will just intercept food shipments and things like that. They'll hand out the food shipments to their military and to the people that are kind of keeping them in power, and then they'll parcel out just a little bit of it to the people that are actually the hungriest. At least that's as I understand how a lot of the situations are.
Certainly population, seeing population as the problem is misunderstanding that all those people, that huge population of people, if they're productive, they can sustain themselves.
Absolutely.
And each other.
If they're free enough to own land and take care of it and free to trade and free to do business, then the marketplace will create a situation that will put food in people's mouths. But as long as there's some strongman government there in the way, standing in the way of that from happening, they're doomed to poverty.
You know, I would love to I'd love somebody to correct this if I'm wrong, but I've heard that you could take everybody in the world, give them an acre, and they would fill up the size of Arkansas.
1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line.
Can you imagine having an acre to grow? I think you could grow all your food on an acre.
That's not too shabby. An acre?
I don't know. I'm certainly no expert.
I'd love to hear from somebody that knows more. Yeah, if somebody knows more, 800-259-9231. You bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the physician's desk reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
This is Alex Jones with important news. I want to warn you about a deadly storm that's fast approaching. A storm that will affect you and everybody you know. Here's the story. The current administration is committed to nationalizing healthcare, giving 40 million new people free care. Now here's the bad news. The current system will almost be immediately overwhelmed by these new demands for free services and procedures. Medicare and Medicaid are already bankrupt. Many doctors are now leaving their practices frightened by the prospect of forced procedures. All this is creating a perfect storm, which could create unimaginable shortages in the healthcare services. Folks, it's time to be prepared for the worst. Our friends at Solutions from Science have recently come up with an emergency preparedness course that reveals how you can make powerful herbal medicines in the privacy of your own home. It's called Herbal Preparations and Natural Therapies, and it's flat out the best course of its kind. I recommend you visit this important new website at MakeHerbalMedicines.com. That's MakeHerbalMedicines.com, or call toll free 877-327-0365.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now, 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. If you bring up anything via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features we give to you, so enjoy those on us. They include updates. Head over to updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list. And we will clue you in whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what the readers of freedomsphoenix.com get every day. Readers of freedomsphoenix.com constantly are provided the detailed, real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. freedomsphoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go to freedomsphoenix.com and sign up for their free daily dispatch. I get it twice a day, as a matter of fact. It's freedomsphoenix.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. We go to Fred in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Fred.
Yes. I want to comment on that fella's thing about the population. Back in the 50s, our government asked us to reduce the size of the family because we was having a population explosion. Then they moved to abortion, and then which we got rid of 50 million, and then now we've got 30 million illegals. How does that make any sense? And what I really called you about was
Before you get into that, what's an illegal, sir?
Huh?
What's an illegal?
Illegal? Ones that are coming out across the border.
Well, I thought it was people that commit that broke laws, because I figure we're all illegal.
Well, mine came from Ellis Island, came in the right and proper way.
Well, what did they have to do at Ellis Island to get in?
Well, I don't know. I wasn't there.
There wasn't much, I can assure you of that.
So okay. What you're saying is that you only consider people illegal if they don't obey the government's arbitrary diktats about who can come and who can't and when they can come and how much it's going to cost for them to come here?
My comment was that we, if we have a population explosion, why are we not closing up the borders?
How are you going to do that exactly? And by the way, I don't believe we are having a population explosion. It seems like everything's fine.
But the FDR, you would have not had to ask FDR how to close up the borders twice. He did it. But
he
my other comment,
the borders?
I really called you about.
Oh, come on now. We can get to what you really called about in a moment here. I'm very interested in what you're saying because, I mean, we've had a lot of people call over the years here and tell us that they think the border should be closed, and you know, they can never really come up with any good ideas. So I just want to see if you've got one. Maybe you can run it by me here. I mean, how do you plan? You said FDR did it. What did he do, and why aren't they doing that now? What do you think should be done?
I could take seniors and put them in campers and put them a half mile apart with a high-powered rifle in it, which close up the borders.
So
there's lots of ways to do it. You can do it with your military. We didn't have this before. Why do we have it now?
So how did FDR do it? Is that what
I don't have the slightest idea, but we did not
Maybe
have
didn't
this
actually
influx
do it.
Like we did do now.
You didn't what?
We didn't have this influx of Mexicans.
What's wrong with Mexicans, sir?
I don't know that there's anything exactly wrong with them, but some of them are killing our people.
There's white people that kill people, too. What's
right.
your problem?
I don't have the problem. I was just making
it
a
It sounds
statement.
Like you have a problem. You're talking
why,
about putting people with
you,
high-powered rifles.
You,
so, sir, it sounds to me like you have a problem. You're talking about putting people with rifles along the border so they can shoot at peaceful people coming across. Do you believe that everybody that comes across the imaginary line in the southern sand is a murderer, sir?
Do you remember the Alamo? Do you remember what we
I wasn't
fought
around.
For?
Who fought for what? You fought
well,
in the Alamo?
The Alamo was fought by the Mexican army at the time, which was an offshoot of the Spanish army. It was a colonial army. It was a European power, essentially.
We can't afford the welfare that we're giving these people. But I really would like to get to what I really wanted to talk about.
I agree that we have a welfare problem. Please go on.
Okay. Now, I'm trying to figure out when will all the American people wake up and know that this financial debacle and this unemployment debacle was all done intentionally. When will they wake up to the fact that all of this was done with their free trade policies and
Well, you're saying that it's free trade that is putting people out of jobs? Can you explain that to me?
Oh, yes. Free trade or the factories left this country and went overseas. Yes, I'm saying that.
So do you believe that we have free trade?
Huh?
Do you believe that we have free trade in this country?
Do I believe it? I think we're getting took with what we got.
We're getting took?
Yes.
Okay, but you use the term free trade. So are you saying there is free trade today, sir?
There's something because all of our shoe factories have moved out, and I'd rather buy an American-made shoe
and pay
or American-made plumbing or American-made parts for my automobile.
Are you a wealthy man, sir?
Huh?
Are you a wealthy man?
Oh, no.
No? Well, how could you afford to buy American? Why is it so expensive to buy American? Do you know why?
Because the American people got paid money, good
paid.
Money, decent wages, and we was on our way to the top, but the big shots couldn't stand that.
Would you describe yourself as a protectionist, sir?
Oh, I would reckon. I'm very much for this country.
Okay, it doesn't sound to me like you're for my freedom. It sounds to me like you're for whatever you think would be best for you, even if it's at my expense. Would that be accurate to say?
Not hardly.
No?
Are you American or are you Mexican illegal?
I can tell you that I was born on a plot of land, sir. I don't think it really matters exactly where it was. But what I'm trying to get at
here... If you're illegally citizen, you belong here, as I am a legal citizen.
Yeah, I don't even know what that means, a legal citizen.
The meaning changes all the time, arbitrarily. Like Mark pointed out, Ellis Island, it was very easy to move to come to this country,
mm-hmm.
and they changed it later, and now it's arbitrarily much more difficult to get into this country, but the people trying to come here now have as much right as anyone else ever did.
So if you had your druthers, if Fred was put in control of the federal government tomorrow, you would shut down the borders, or you believe you'd try to shut down the borders, and you would also, it sounds to me like you'd like to force American companies to stay and operate here within the geographic zone known as the United States. Would that be accurate to say, Fred?
Yes, it would be. And furthermore, if everything would have stayed relative, we would have all been making good money.
Do you consider yourself someone who hates freedom?
Not hardly.
So, but you are not for freedom, Fred.
Huh?
Fred, you're not for freedom.
Oh, yes, I am.
No, because if I have a company...
Illegals.
If I have a company... We can put the legal illegals aside for a moment here. Let's talk a little bit about your idea of shutting down the borders from the inside out. You don't want companies to be able to leave. You don't want people coming in. You don't want companies leaving. So what you're saying is that if I own a company, a manufacturing company, that I should not be free to do my business in another country, in another plot of land somewhere else around the world. That's what you're telling me.
Move your citizenship and leave. Yes.
So then I would not be free to do business with anybody in my former country. If I were to follow your suggestion and leave this particular geographic area, you would then prevent me from doing business with anybody else that was living in America.
Are you familiar with tariffs?
Yes, I am.
Okay, tariffs took a lot of the tax burden away from the American people. Now, we don't have tariffs. We got free trade.
That's nonsense, sir. Nonsense.
We don't have free trade, Fred, but...
there are tariffs all over the place.
What you're presupposing, Fred, is that there is a tax burden, and there isn't. There are a group of politicians in Washington, D.C. that have created reasons to take money away from its citizens, and that's really what the reality is, not that there is a tax burden. So it didn't relieve the tax burden. What it did was it gave a way for the politicians to take money away from free people, whether they live in the United States or not, because when I purchase things that come into this country, I pay that tariff.
Fred, I got a question for you. Can you hang on for a bit? We've got somebody on the line that wants to talk to you. Do you mind holding on and continuing this discussion? Fred?
Yeah.
Okay, hang on. We're going to bring you back. More with Fred in Ohio, 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever you want. And if you have a question for Fred or a comment, you're welcome to get on the line here, 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Read Drop Dead Gorgeous, the debut horror novel by liberty-loving Irish author Wayne Simmons. Meet horror's new bad girls in the chilling page-turner hailed by David Mundy, author of Haters, as completely brilliant. Drop Dead Gorgeous is available from Amazon.freetalklive.com and all other major online retailers. Go to DropDeadDolls.com now for more details. Live free, then die.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
As you already know, drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. That's 269-216-9767 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it is Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark. Inviting you to our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are there, and they're free, so enjoy those. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. That's amazon.freetalklive.com. Now, we've got Fred on the line here, and he's being a good sport with us. He's sticking through, and we're going to take a phone call for him. Fred called in from Ohio tonight to I'm not even sure what the purpose of the call was, but we ended up kind of going off onto some tangents about so-called illegal immigration and so-called free trade. Fred says we have free trade today, and that's a bad thing, that companies need to be prevented from leaving America and doing business elsewhere. And he says that that's also freedom. So apparently you're free to leave and not do business in the United States. So if you live in...
We shouldn't sell stuff to other countries either, I guess.
Fred, how do you feel about that? That's a good question. Should people within the United States be able to sell to people in other countries?
Do it like we used to do it. What we needed, we imported, but we put tariffs on some things. What we exported, we had exports and we had imports before all of this nonsense started with free trade and these treaties. And treaties supersede our constitution. I don't like any of them.
You know where the tariffs come from? Some businesses here that want to protect their business and not have to compete. They're the ones that putting tariffs on just those goods, and it hurts the consumer because we have to pay more because they no longer have to be competitive with everyone else.
If we hurt the consumer, how much longer are we going to consume as we go to unemployment? we will not be consumers very much longer.
It's not being caused by having too much trade. I guarantee that, especially, you know.
But this trade deficit is caused by free trade, and we can't sustain that either.
How is it that you can call a situation where virtually every product that comes in and leaves this country is taxed by the U.S. Federal government, how can you call that free trade, sir?
It's what leaves here is taxed, you say?
I believe that to be the case in some industries.
I don't know about that.
It's certainly taxed by the countries it goes into.
Stuff that's coming in.
Yeah, stuff that's coming in is definitely taxed.
It's no surprise that it's taxed, but the other countries tax our exports, imports to them, because we're taxing their products to us.
How can you call that free trade?
I don't know what to call it, but
you've been calling it free trade the whole time. So do you take it back? Or are you saying it's,
no,
in point of fact, not free trade?
No, I'm talking about NAFTA and GATT. Whatever those things did, they did a number on all of it, because we're going for unemployment now.
Okay.
And it's causing this, and it was caused intentionally, along with the financial debacle. It's all done intentional.
Let's say you're right about that, Fred. Let's say you're right. This was all planned out. What do you think you can change about it? I mean, if this was really planned from the top.
I get rid of NAFTA, GATT, all these other things.
How are you going to do that, Fred? I mean, if you believe that they did this, they being the federal government, what makes you think that you're going to be able to change things significantly enough in Washington, D.C. to get things the way you want them to be?
You'd have to be president, and then you'd do it with executive orders.
Right. So how are you going to achieve that, Fred?
Huh?
How are you going to achieve that?
I can't. I don't have $600 million to become president.
I don't think any of us could.
Well, all it takes is 300 million votes.
So you agree the system is completely corrupt?
$600 million. It just takes 300 million votes.
So basically you are a protectionist. You don't want people coming in here and competing for jobs because you call them illegal and you get angry at them for trying to come here and make a better life for themselves.
When we have the unemployment that we have and our people go unemployed while we're employing
our
people.
Are you a collectivist too while we're at it here, Fred? You believe that people are groups that based on the plot of land they were born on means they should be grouped into one particular group, for lack of a better term?
I think Americans should be called Americans.
Now, does that include Canadians and Mexicans? Are Canadians and Mexicans also considered Americans by you?
Is all the American citizens by you? We should have, if you wanted to bring up Mexico, okay, Canada is almost equal with us, and it isn't bad. And a lot of the people up there are terrific. I've met them, and I've been up there. But anyway, if you wanted to bring Mexico up to our level, which should have been done after World War II, we went down there with a General Motors plant, made cars down in Mexico with cheap labor, and sold those cars to Mexicans, and then brought that country up to our level, and then we would have had something.
Have you ever been to Mexico, sir?
Huh?
Have you ever been to Mexico?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Well, how long ago was it that you went there?
I jumped the border once.
How long ago was it you went there?
Oh, gee, probably 20, 30 years ago.
So is it possible, is it possible that things have changed in 20 or 30 years in Mexico?
They're not up to our level and standards.
How do you know that? You haven't been in 20 or 30 years.
I've heard you talk about it.
I've
heard Alex Jones talk.
Well, I'm not Alex Jones, and I don't know what he has said, but I can tell you that I was on the LouRockwell.com website on their blog just the other day reading posts from people who have actually been to Mexico. And one of these gentlemen, and obviously it's a case study, but one of these gentlemen says that the factories down there are cleaner and in better condition than the ones up here that he works for. He goes and inspects different factories, as I understand it, and things are better down there, at least in that particular trade.
Well, when they get up to our level standard of
I'm telling you they're better. Sir, I'm telling you, at least in some areas, they're better than our level. And if by our level you mean people within a specific geographic region. I want to go to the phones here because David's been waiting patiently to talk to you. David in New York, you're on with Fred. David in New York?
Evening, fellas.
Hey, you're on with Fred.
Okay, I want to discuss this idea of having free trade in America, and I can explain it in three simple points. First, the individual has full liability under the law for the products and services that they provide. If they're not incorporated or licensed, they have full liability under the law for what they do to somebody else. Now, when you have a limited liability corporation, as far as my understanding, the corporation can be sued, but the individuals who operate the corporation can hide behind that fictional body.
Pretty much, so I understand.
Now,
now
with NAFTA, you have no liability from China for the products and services that they provide. So right there is complete, utter market manipulation that takes something like cottage industry and completely phases it out. So we do not have free trade, nothing even close to it.
Certainly
now, I wanted to make another point.
Yes, sir.
I do not believe that a society can function with absolutely no government. So if there was going to be any form of taxation whatsoever, I would want a tariff.
Why a tariff? I mean,
because if we can make it here, if we can grow it here, if I can do it on my property, it doesn't affect me.
It's on your property. I kind of get that. But what bothers me is that, you know, if I buy a car that was, say, made in California, I don't pay a tariff on it, and I'm supporting the socialists in California. But I'm a heck of a lot closer to Nova Scotia than I am to California. But there happens to be a line in the, you know, that somebody drew in the forest somewhere up there that says that anybody north of this line, you've got to pay more. And so that doesn't make any sense.
I think you should have government and just not tolerate a monopoly on it.
Well,
we'll be good.
The way I'm looking at it, with something like a tariff structure, that's going to give them or going to prevent them from having the type of involvement in my life that they currently have.
Who?
They obviously need some sort of money to function. They need some.
What's going to prevent them? You've given them the power to steal. What's going to prevent them from intruding in your other parts of your life?
If the only
just said that
hold on, let me finish my statement. If the only power of taxation that they have is at the border, and every person who was born in this country and owns property in this country, I guess not even if they're born, but if they live on the soil, they own stuff on the soil, they can purchase from the East Coast to the West Coast, from the northern border to the southern border, without any government taxation involvement whatsoever.
But if you want to do business, but if I live in New Hampshire and I want to do business with somebody in Montreal, then I'm screwed, right?
They didn't have the power of taxation. They didn't have the power of income
tax. Well, you can do business with somebody in Montreal right now, and look how tyrannical everything is. So I can't imagine it would be worse.
They didn't have the power to tax our incomes.
If I had to pick one tax, a tariff would be the tax that would leave me alone the most. I can't.
Well, let's fantasize about perpetual motion machines while we're at it.
Right,
those would be really cool.
Thank you for the call. And Fred, thank you as well. I appreciate hearing from you, even though you're a protectionist and kind of sickening. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Fred wants freedom for Fred, but everybody else, well, you know, if they want to do business with people that are outside of an imaginary line, too bad for them. More coming up. Hour number two is on the way. You can bring out what you want. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.